A serious setback today for Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Italy's highest court rejected as illegitimate a law that gave him immunity while he's in office. Last June, the hastily passed law brought to a halt a trial in Milan where Berlusconi was accused of corruption. NPR's Silvia Pajoli joins us now on the line from Bologna. Silvia, what was the reasoning for this constitutional court ruling?
Well, the ruling said that the immunity law is unconstitutional because it violates the principle that everyone is equal before the law, as is clearly written on the wall of every Italian courtroom. Now, the law was passed just as Berlusconi was about to take over as president for 6 months of the European Union last June. At that time, one of Berlusconi's lawyers, Niccolò Ghedini, said the law remains the same for everyone, but often the law is applied in a different manner depending on who the individual involved may be. Well, clearly the Constitutional Court did not accept that reasoning.
So now what happens to Berlusconi? Does he go back to court?
Yes, but it's not clear when, who the judges will be, and whether the trial will have to start from scratch. When the law giving immunity to Italy's top five officials during their term in office was passed, the proceedings on charges of bribery against Berlusconi were frozen. But that trial against other defendants went ahead. And in November, the judges ruled that Berlusconi's close friend and former lawyer, Cesare Previti, had handed over large sums of cash to a powerful judge in Rome and sentenced Previti to 5 years in jail.
How will today's ruling affect his hold on power?
Well, nothing will probably happen in the short term. His center-right government has a large parliamentary majority. Nevertheless, today's ruling is really extremely embarrassing for Berlusconi, who is accused by the opposition of having passed several laws tailor-made for his own specific financial and judicial interests. They cite, for example, another law his government recently passed that made accounting fraud a misdemeanor and no longer a felony. And this is proving very embarrassing now as investigators into the Parmalat affair, the multi-billion dollar collapse of the Italian food and dairy giant, they're discovering massive accounting fraud there that's been going on for the last decade. And a few weeks ago, a new media law was passed by Parliament that would have given Berlusconi, who's already one of the world's biggest media tycoons, even more media power and further advertising revenues. However, the Italian president rejected that law, saying it was unconstitutional and a violation of press freedom. So Berlusconi's political tenure is not immediately in danger, but his image is severely harmed by this thing, especially as the Italian political world enters campaign mode for the European Parliament elections in May.
And how long before he's up for re-election?
Berlusconi comes up in 2006.
Okay, and what was his reaction to all of this?
Well, so far, he has not spoken, but his supporters are furious. They say it's a politically motivated ruling. One of his lawyers went so far as to yell, "Goddamn communists," referring to the Constitutional Court judges. Certainly, Berlusconi must be very disappointed. It's going to be very humiliating and for him to return to court. He's stood trial 8 times already over the past decade on various charges of corruption. Thanks to his lawyers' delaying tactics, the charges were dropped several times due to the statute of limitations. In other cases, he was found guilty but is still appealing. He's likely to resume his verbal campaign against Italian magistrates, whom he accuses of waging a witch hunt against him. But the ruling was enthusiastically welcomed by the center-left opposition, which said it was a triumph of the law over personal interests.
Thank you, Silvia.
Thank you.
NPR's Silvia Pajoli speaking to us from Bologna.